Right now, there is this huge discussion about limiting magazine capacity, and the gun control lobby likes to call them high capacity magazines, when in reality, they are standard capacity magazines. But as we all know, they like to take language and use it to scare the masses in the middle who don't know anything about guns, i.e. the low information voters. So when I say high capacity magazines, I'm actually referring to standard capacity magazines. The reason why I'm doing this video is because I heard an argument made by someone saying that the reason we should ban high capacity magazines is because they're not essential to self-defense. Are you stupid? They are absolutely essential to self-defense. Off the top of my head, I can think of five reasons why they are essential to self-defense. First of all, we are already playing behind the eight ball. Me as a law-abiding citizen and all the other people who carry firearms for self-defense, we're already behind the eight ball. We just go about our lives and do the things that we normally do and try to protect ourselves with the gun that we keep on our body. It's not practical for us to run around with bags full of magazines if you decide to limit them to 8 or 10 rounds. However, a criminal or somebody who decides they want to do something illegal, I don't know, like kill or slaughter a bunch of people, you think they care about obeying a law that says that you can't carry more than 10 rounds in your magazine? Of course they don't care. They're about to go commit murder. So what did they do? They use the magazines anyway. While us, the people who they're going to victimize, now we have to deal with them with our limited capacity magazines. Someone explain to me how this makes sense and how at that point in time, when you have a criminal who's not obeying the magazine capacity law, how me having the ability to fight power with power is not essential. Factoring all of those things in, there are a couple of just common sense reasons why a high capacity magazine is essential for self-defense. One, you might miss. That's the one thing that people don't think about. Just because you have a gun on you doesn't mean that you're automatically a marksman. And even in the high stress nature of a shooting or defending yourself, you not always hit your targets. I've been on the range standing 10 yards and I've missed my target. You think it's impossible for me to miss my target in a self-defense situation? So of course, in that self-defense situation, I want as many rounds as possible. In the event I end up missing the criminal who's trying to kill me, I still have enough rounds to continue to deal with that criminal. That is very blatant. But for some reason, people act and forget. People do miss in these situations. I don't want to miss once or twice and then realize, oh shit, I only have 5, 7, 8 rounds left because I'm limited in my magazine capacity. No, I want to be able to shoot, and if I do miss, be comfortable and understanding and knowing, hey, I still have enough rounds to deal with this person who is actively also shooting back at me. Second reason why high-capacity magazines are essential to self-defense is sometimes the criminals don't die. I think, like, the one thing you're taught when you're trained on a firearm in a self-defense situation is shoot till the threat stops. Not shoot till the threat dies, not shoot till you kill the threat, just shoot till he stops. Well, the thing is, sometimes threats don't stop. Sometimes they keep going. Bullets are not death rays. People don't automatically die once they're shot. If anything, 80 to 90% of people who are shot with a handgun actually survive if they get to the hospital fast enough. Sometimes people get shot and it takes a second for the brain to even register the fact that they've been shot and they'll continue to attack. That's why they say keep a distance of 21 feet or more, even if a person has a knife. Because one, a person with a knife can get to you before you can shoot them enough to stop them from getting to you. So it's not even just about dealing with somebody who has a gun. Even someone with a knife, if you shoot them several times, doesn't necessarily mean they won't be able to get to you and stab you and inflict the very injury or death that you're trying to avoid. So I want to have as many rounds as possible so that in the event that somebody actually doesn't respond exactly the way I thought they would once they were shot, I still have enough rounds to deal with it. The third reason why high capacity magazines are essential for self-defense, my gun might malfunction. Guns malfunction all the time. And one of the fastest ways to clear a malfunction when they teach you this in training is to tap and rack. And what happens when you tap and rack? You lose that round that was in the gun. So now you're dealing with less rounds than you had before. So if you have multiple malfunctions and you have to tap rack to get the gun to actually function, now you're dealing with even less rounds than you started with. So I do want as many rounds as possible in my gun so that in the event my gun decides to malfunction once or twice or three times or however many times it decides to malfunction, I still have enough rounds to deal with that threat. And malfunctions happen. So if we understand that malfunctions happen, then yes, having a high capacity magazine is essential to being able to defend myself. The fourth reason why high capacity magazines are essential to self-defense, you might be dealing with multiple people. It happens all the time. Actually, the vast majority of the time when things jump off, you're probably dealing with multiple suspects or multiple criminals or multiple people trying to kill you, whatever you want to call it. And in that point, at that time, you don't know how many rounds you're going to need. The thing is, all of the other reasons I stated above kind of culminate, come together and couch themselves right with this particular issue. If I'm dealing with multiple people trying to kill me or assault me, whatever the case may be, I don't know how many rounds I'm gonna need for each person to get them to stop. It's not absolutely guaranteed that if I shoot this one guy, that the other guy's gonna take off running. What if this guy continues? What if it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people who are trying to attack me? What if I'm at home and my house is being ransacked by multiple people? What if I'm out in public and I get attacked by 3 people? You don't know. And because you can't carry 13, 14, 20,000 magazines on your person when you're just going about life in general, you want to carry a gun that has the highest capacity that you can keep on your person and still live your life, because you don't know how many people you might have to deal with if that time ever arises. So yes, I want a high capacity magazine, standard capacity, because it is essential to my defense. Because if I have to deal with multiple people, I'm going to want as many rounds as possible. And the last and final reason why high capacity magazines are essential to self-defense, it's because the government uses high-capacity magazines. It's stated in the Second Amendment. The reason the Second Amendment was written was to tell the government that they cannot infringe on the people's right to keep and bear arms. Now, what does that mean? Why would they write that? Well, they just got done fighting in the Revolutionary War against a tyrannical government where they use their firearms to fight against a powerful tyrannical government. So, if our government becomes tyrannical and we need firearms to protect ourselves against that tyrannical government, you think the tyrannical government is going to use limited capacity magazines? No, they're going to use the biggest and most capacity magazines that they could possibly get their hands on. They're not going to limit themselves to the same restrictions that they're limiting on the people. And essentially, you can make the argument that's why they want to do it. It's because they understand that when you do have a limited capacity magazine, you have a limited ability to defend yourself, whether it's against a criminal or a tyrannical government. And if the government starts to become tyrannical, they don't want you having the most capable means to fight back against them. They want you in a weakened state, because what's the first number one rule of power? Make people dependent on you. And so in that regard, you have to depend on the government to keep you safe if they completely take away your right to own a firearm or limit it so severely you might as well not have a firearm. But if the government then that you're depending on then turns on you, becomes tyrannical, they're going to use the most effective means to enslave you. That's just how this works. So no, I don't want my magazines limited, because in the event that we have to come together as a militia to fight back against a tyrannical government, we want the same abilities and the means to fight back as the government, especially when the government is not going to restrict itself the way that it's trying to restrict us now. So those, right off the top of my head, 5 reasons why high capacity magazines are essential to self-defense. Stop letting these people play you for boo boo the fool. They'll tell you any and everything to get you to give up your rights and to put you in a position of weakness so you have to depend on them. But yet, all of the people that you're worried about, none of them are going to follow the same laws that you are limiting yourself to. So stop voting for these people who are advocating this. Stop voting for these laws that come down the pipeline because they appeal to your emotions. It doesn't keep you safe. It doesn't make anyone safe, and it doesn't save anyone's lives. Criminals are not going to obey those laws. And even if there aren't enough magazines, high capacity magazines, for criminals to utilize, they'll just use multiple magazines. That's not stopping them. And this idea that we are somehow safer because we have a limited number of rounds in our guns is ridiculous. If this is really about stopping criminals, say, hey, any criminal caught with a high capacity magazine will go to jail. You don't have to create a law that punishes everyone. And speaking of self-defense and high capacity magazines and protecting yourself, another way that you want to make sure that you protect yourself is financially, because unfortunately, there are times where if you do defend yourself, you still have to deal with the court system, in that your shoot may not be as clear as possible to the people who don't want you to have this right in the first place, or you might get sued as a result of defending yourself. And so in order to protect yourself financially in that regard, that's why I advertise and I advocate and I tell people, get some type of membership that gives you access to concealed carry insurance, something like USCCA membership. I love USCCA because it's not just access to self-defense insurance. It's also access to wealth of information as well as training that I think is just as valuable, because if you can manage to keep yourself from actually having to use your gun in self-defense, it'll be a lot better. But if you do, and it comes to that point, you then have the backing and the ability to turn to resources that come with the USCCA membership that eliminates so much of the stress that could come with having to use your gun in self-defense. So if you want to learn more about a USCCA membership and what comes with it, I'm going to put a link in the description section of this video.